The Trump administration takes a prominent Oklahoma City building off its closure list. Help is available for people impacted by recent wildfires, and the Oklahoma City Metro gets high marks for its economy. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 24th. I'm Deborah Shar. The federal government is no longer considering selling Oklahoma City's federal building. The facility was built to replace the Murrah Building destroyed by Timothy McVeigh nearly 30 years ago. Grayson Wheeler has this update.
The U.S. General Services Administration oversees the federal government's real estate. At the beginning of March, the agency announced it was considering selling 443 properties, including the Oklahoma City Federal Building. The facility opened its doors in 2004, one block north of where the Murrah Building once stood. At the time, it was dedicated as a symbol of freedom, so it drew a strong response when the GSA listed it for closure. Now, weeks later, it's back, but includes only 8 properties nationwide. The Oklahoma City Federal Building? Not on there, at least for now. The GSA says it's taking a more incremental approach to its cost-cutting and indicates more facilities could be added to the list in the future. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A disaster resource center is open until 7 tonight in Norman to help people affected by recent wildfires. Volunteer organizations are available to provide financial assistance, advice, cleaning supplies, and physical and mental health services. The center is located at the Absentee Shawnee Tribal Health Resource Center on Northeast 156th Street in Norman. The American Red Cross of Oklahoma is coordinating today's event. Similar resources were provided in Manford, Stillwater, and Guthrie. The fires killed 4 people, injured hundreds, and destroyed more than 400 homes. President Donald Trump signed an executive order this month calling for the reduction of a federal agency that awards grants to museums and libraries. Abigail Sikowski reports on how a potential change would affect Oklahoma's libraries.
Many Oklahoma libraries use money from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, or IMLS, for popular summer reading programs. There are legal protections for this funding, which is distributed through the state. But the executive order has raised concern about what would happen without it. Cuts would likely hit smaller communities hardest. Stillwell Public Library branch manager Rochelle Horney says to keep IMLS-funded programs running in her city, the library would have to look elsewhere.
Finding other ways to get that grant money is going to be competitive because it's going to be across the country that funds are lacking.
Bigger libraries, like the Metropolitan Library System in Oklahoma County, would be able to weather cuts. CEO Jason Cool says only about 0.5% of the system's annual operating budget comes from IMLS funding. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
There's a lot of uncertainty around the national economy right now, but as far as Oklahoma's economy is concerned, one expert says the state is more than holding its own. Robert Doffenbach, professor emeritus for OU's Price College of Business, says the OKC Metro stands out for its rising employment and income.
Clearly, Oklahoma City is a growth leader in the state.
Still, Doffenbach says he is concerned about the impacts of federal job cuts and tariffs.
We're supposed to get an update on where we stand with tariff policy on April 2nd. That's the big promised show. Rhetoric has been all over the place. For example, March 4th, Trump imposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. 2 days later, he rescinded them.
You can hear more on Doffenbach's economic outlook on the latest edition of Capital Insider at KGOU.org. And we invite you to subscribe to the KGOU AM News Brief, too. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.